With a Westbred Wheat Report, we're joined by Westbred Technical Product Manager Grant Marin. Rains were seen in a large share of the region this past week. What's this mean as far as the small grain crop?
Where we've had a good influx of recent moisture, this is going to help our spring wheat crop in a couple ways. Now, first, there's extreme variability out there, and this moisture is going to help that late wheat, that delayed wheat, sort of even out in a sense and move along with some opportunity for some yield. And now the wheat that's really moving far along, flag leaf, boot, early heading, we are going to have an opportunity to have a little bit better grain filling period because that moisture allows a little bit more root growth, a little bit more nutrient uptake, and better grain filling. It's what rain also means. We start to have some Fusarium head blight inoculum, some spores out in the air, and we just need to monitor for that, especially on our moderately susceptible or susceptible wheat varieties, and just keep an eye on that as we move closer to spray season, which will be well before the 4th of July this year. And then, of course, bacterial leaf streak comes in with storms like this, and we've had such extreme winds, even sandblasting and rain. And that means we could see bacterial leaf streak as the flag leaf has emerged in a lot of this wheat. Nothing we can do about this. It's just varietal. But keep an eye on this. We just want to see what this has done, and this will help determine our yield ceiling in our wheat crop.
Westbred Wheat, seeds, solutions, success.